Hi, and welcome to the GameSlave Podcast, episode 72. It is once again just myself, Assimilator, and you've probably come to accept that fate, that truth. And eventually we'll have Proteus and Zelda Queen back, but they've just been a little busy. They did successfully close on their secret lair, and I'll probably be helping them move in this weekend. So it'll probably be one more week of podcasts with yours truly, and then all three of us should be able to manage to get back in one room. But anywho, that's the introductions. Short, weren't they? And we'll move on to games. This week it's been mostly World of Warcraft based. It was Children's Week last week, and I really didn't do it whatsoever. I mean, I did the quests in order to get the pets, but that was all. I didn't do any of the achievements, especially the PvP ones, because honestly, I suck at PvP. And I also did my first raid run with my guild and got myself a nice caster sword from the trash. And I think it's Blackwing Lair, something like that. The one in with the black dragons and all that fun stuff. And the I can't believe I'm feeling this stupid. The Blackrock Depths kind of area. Anyway, I digress. It was fun. Glad I'm getting more purples. I now have a total of 4 purples. A hat, a belt, pants, and my sword. Anywho, and that was about it for gaming. I didn't really have much time to play more Portal this week, although I have beat the game in both co-op and single player. Lots of fun, heavily recommended. I'm actually playing through it a second time on the PC just to see if there's a much of a difference between the PC play and the PS3 play. And it actually does work real well regardless of which system you're on. The PC you can kind of move around a bit more, but depending on how you have your mouse settings more, if you move too fast, you'll overshoot your shot, where you have less chance of doing that on the PS3, I noticed. Personal opinion, I could also just have my mouse sensitivity too high for how fast I'm trying to move my mouse in the first place. Anywho, let's see, in the kind of news thing, Blizzard's has made $800,000 from WoW DLC proceeds. Yeah, they donated $800,000 from customers who dropped $10 on the Moonkin Hatchling in-game pet. And that was based on 50% of total sales, and that was only between November and December. So, crap, that's a lot of money they made on these stupid little pets that are just purely cosmetic, but it is nice to see that they did raise that much money. Apparently a similar promotion a year ago with their Pandaren Monk raised $1.1 million. So actually, you people are slacking off. Where the hell is your generative spirit? Why aren't you buying more of these things so they can donate more money and earn more money themselves at the same time? Come on, people! Well, there is the current Cenarion Hatchling, I think it is, that was originally, it's kind of like a carbon copy of what was originally available in the trading card game. And it's $10 and well, but 100% of its proceeds are going to the Japanese release effort, but you only have until the end of June to buy this sucker. So open up your wallets, head on over to Blizzard's store, and microtransaction yourself into debt. Okay, in other news, okay, not really much news, but in other ways to completely lose any motion of productivity while you're in the office, Angry Birds is now available on the Chrome Web Store for the low, low, low price of free. Yep, if you can get Chrome installed on your office computer, you can now play Angry Birds on there. Just don't let the boss catch you, especially if you just beat their high score. They are currently having a small problem where the dastardly pigs are preventing you from escalating past level 20. But they're working on that. They'll get that fixed, and then you'll be able to happily burst those pigs into oblivion. Let's see. Also in gaming stuff, Soul Calibur 5 is going to be coming to a system sometime in 2012. Looks like they plan on bringing it out on the PS3 and the Xbox, so sorry people that only have Wiis, you're SOL on the next iteration of this fighting game. Not that you actually expected it to come out on your system. I mean, when's the last time a dedicated fighter came out on the Wii that wasn't Nintendo made? I really can't think of any. There was some one that used mythical figures. I don't remember the name of it. Except for the fact, it sucked. Had a bunch of, basically, there was supposed to be some sort of, you know, fashion. You move the Wiimote this way, and it does this. And when me and Irish Pride tried it at E3, it was better just to randomly swing the remotes around with no actual control of it. And you did much better than you did if you actually tried to do the moves as they were said. I can't remember the game, and honestly, it's not worth trying to remember. It sucked. But Soul Calibur V, apparently it's still going to have some of our original characters. It's been verified that it's going to have Siegfried and Nightmare, which is kind of a given for any Soul Calibur game. And that's about all that's really been seen on it. I'm sure we'll see more on what's going on. They'll release it slowly and surely, and I'm pretty sure there's already a trailer online in the Masters of the World Wide Web. So if you're that interested, I'll probably try and find it and post it with these show notes. Yep, that's right. I'll find it and post it on the show notes. So come to the website. Check the show notes. Don't just download the podcast on the RSS feed. You'll miss out. And then on live, I understand that they're doing everything they can to boost their coverage. But now they're giving the micro console away with THQ's Red Faction Armageddon. Now you can also get a micro console with a pre-order of Duke Nukem Forever. That's right. You can, in theory, get yourself another 2 micro consoles if you already have one. Assuming they actually will send out multiples to people that already got them. Because then it's like, well, I have an extra micro console. Here, friend, here's a micro console. Go hook it up to your computer and start using games on live. It's actually a brilliant marketing tactic through them, but they're doing a lot of it. It seems like, okay, well, we can't offer any of the other pre-order stuff because that's all taken by these other things, but we'll continue giving away these micro consoles, which are worth about $99, which makes you wonder, are they really worth $99 if they just keep giving them away with every single game that they seem to be coming out with that's a major release? Oh, well, I'll probably eventually pre-order one of these games on live, and then I'll have my nice new micro console. And yeah, I really didn't have a whole lot. I am really actually looking forward to when Proteus and Zelda Queen return, because they always add something, and it's nice to have more than just myself talking to, technically, myself while I'm recording these. I mean, I know you wonderful people are listening to me, but a lot of times it feels like I'm just talking to myself in an empty room. Yeah, it actually is what I'm doing, talking to myself in an empty room, doing a recording. But hey, we will return within 1 week's time with more information that I can find. Hopefully, I'll even manage to stretch it out to a full 10 minutes next time. We do have E3 rapidly approaching, and we are going to do as much coverage on that as we can. There's going to be 4 of us at the on the show floor, so we'll be taking pictures, doing write-ups. We'll be tweeting live from the floor, so go ahead and subscribe to our Twitter @TheGameSlave, which is the one I'll be posting to. Or you can also join us on friend us on Facebook by checking out The Game Slave on Facebook. I'll be trying to put some pictures on there as well while I'm actually on the show floor, and then updating some better quality ones taken with the actual camera when we get to the hotel each night. So we will see you online. Feel free to come to the website, thegameslave.com, and drop us a comment or on the show show thread, or you can even send us an email to mail@thegameslave.com. In the meantime, have a great week, and game on!